神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Often have you said, I wished I had more patience with the children?
常常你会这样想说，我希望呢，我对我的孩子有多一点的耐性。
Well, today we're going to talk about patience.
今天我们要谈的就是耐性。
And how that helps in our self-growth.
那这个耐性本身呢，也会帮助我们或阻碍我们的这种里面的成长。
Now let's first decide on what patience really is.
我们来谈一谈到底什么是耐性。
I'm going to tell you several things that patience is.
那我要跟你讲几个注解。
Patience is sitting back and waiting for an expected outcome without experience any anxiety, tension, or frustration.
所谓的耐性就是你可以坐等一个你期待要来的一个事情呢，然后不管等多久，你里面呢完全没有焦虑，完全没有着急。
You say that's impossible.
或许你说这怎么可能呢？
No, it isn't. There are many people that can just sit back and wait. They don't get frustrated. They don't get anxious. And they just wait until the thing that's supposed to happens.
有很多人他们做得到，他们可以坐下来等，慢慢的等，然后里面没有一点的着急或者是挫败的感觉。
Now, most of us or many of us want our desires and our longings and our gratifications right now.
很多人有这样的一个现象，就是呢，我要的，我里面的意愿呢，我的欲望呢，我现在要的就是现在，我希望现在就能够成就。
But patience is letting go of your needs for immediate gratification.
那这种所谓的耐性，就是让这种想要马上要的这样的欲望，这样的意念，让它可以疏解。
For example,Maybe there's something that you think of that you would like to have from the store.
比如说呢，有一次你很想到店里买一个东西。
You feel like you really need it right now.
你的感觉是现在就应该要去买，必须去买。
But you recognize that you can't go because someone is coming to see you.
但是问题是呢，有人正要来找你，所以你不能马上去买。
Now patience is to say to yourself, well, I'll get this some other time. I'm sure that it won't be too late.
如果你有耐性的话，你就会这样想说呢，没有关系，我可以等一会儿，或者是呢，下次再买。
Where impatience would say, oh, I wish this person wasn't coming.
没有耐性就会这样想说呢，我希望这个人今天不来。
Maybe I can just leave a note on the door.
还是我就放了一个单子跟他说我不在。
You see, you have to have immediate gratification. You want to do what you want to do right now.
没有耐性就是你现在马上要，你一定要去做。
Patience is also the ability to tolerate, have compassion, understanding, and accept people who are slower in their development.Than you are.
另一方面，耐性就是你可以去对一个比你缓慢的或比你迟钝的一个人呢，对他可以接受，可以理解，而且可以用同理心来接纳他。
You see, maybe you married a wife or a husband that actually is not as mature in many areas as you are.
比如说呢，你所结婚的对象，不管是妻子或丈夫，他们没有像你一样的那么的成熟。
They don't know how to cope. They don't have emotional freedom.
他们的情绪上不是很自由，不是很敞开，然后他们不晓得该怎么面对情况。
But patience is allowing them, watching them, helping them, and holding on until they begin to grow and mature in these areas.
所谓的耐性就是你容许他们，而且呢帮助他们， 而且呢，也陪着他们可以在这方面来成长。
On the other hand, there is yourself, the frailties that's in you. Those failures that you have in your pursuit of personal, physical, emotional, and spiritual growth. So you must have patience for yourself. When you have setbacks, when there are reversals in your life, when you're not growing as quickly as you can, you must accept yourself and be patient.
另外一方面，我们谈到耐性的时候呢，也是针对来接纳你自己本身的里面的软弱，或者是失败，或者是在不管是你的身体或情绪上面的一些迟缓或者是软弱的地方，你也同样的可以来接纳自己。
You must have the patience of something that is permanent in your life, of some of the commitments that you give. You cannot give these things up.It may be in the family, it may be in the community, it may be at your office, it may be at work, but you're going to hold on with the patience that needed to keep your commitments.
不管在我们的生活、家里，或者是我们的办公室工作之间，或是我们的社区，我们需要有耐性来稳固住，或者是持守住我们对这种生活的尾声，好让我们不要放弃。
You have to be able to accept other people when they're not as excited about things as you might be. And so you sort of temper your excitement so that you don't feel the pressures and frustrations, but patiently just go on.
耐性就是当你很兴奋的时候，别人没有跟你一起有这样的感受，然后你还可以控制你自己，不会让你自己有这种好像被压抑的感觉。
Now, patience is feeling relaxed, calm, as you face your daily schedule and the challenges it presents.
所谓的耐性就是在你的面对日常生活的这种挑战的时候呢，你仍然可以保持冷静，而且你可以很放松。
Now that we have spoken about what patience is,
我们已经谈过什么是耐性了。
Let's see some of the negative consequences of being impatient.
我们来谈一谈当我们没有耐性的时候会有什么结果。
You see, when you're impatient, you run the risk of always being dissatisfied, upset, and angry at yourself for your slow pace of growth and change.
所谓的没有耐性就是对于自己的那种缓慢的进步或者是不太成长呢也感觉不满足或者是很不高兴生气或者是很愁苦。
When you are impatient, it's easy to lose your control, to burst out into anger, your temper flare up, and then blame others who are much slower in their abilities to do what you want them to do.
当一个人没有耐性的时候呢，很容易就会失控，也会暴怒，爆发他的怒气，然后呢，就会怪罪人家，特别是怪罪那些就是说你觉得他们能力不够的人。
And you know, you can be impatient to the place that you sort of throw away and discard relationships, people, jobs, schools, whatever does not work out the way you want it to work out.
当一个人没有耐心的时候呢，很容易对于他们的友谊也好，或者是工作也好，或者是在学校的学习也好，好像放弃就把它弃绝掉了。
Sometimes the impatient person wastes a lot of energy worrying about how slow things are changing instead of directing that energy toward the change that they desire.
一个没有耐心的人呢，会浪费很多的精力去忧虑或者是焦急他们没有做到的而没有用那些精力来做他们该做的。
Sometimes maybe you want to help a situation. You want to be a volunteer. But an impatient person will quickly withdraw from that situation because they're not seeing the immediate payoff of their effort.
有时候呢，比如说呢，你想当一个义工，就是去义务的去帮忙一个事情，但你好像没有看到果效，你因为你没有耐性，你就很急，没有看到成效，你就放弃了。
You know, when we're impatient, we can turn off people from us, people who would like to help us and support us, but they become offended by what we say and our impatience.
一个没有耐心的人很容易会气绝，或者是把那些想帮助我们的这些人把他们推开，因为我们说了一些话，使他们呢就不再帮助我们了。
An impatient person can ignore all of their positive gains that they and others have made on the road to building a success.Just because they feel like it hasn't been accomplished what they wanted in the time that they wanted it accomplished.
一个没有耐心的人呢，他们可以因为那些负面的或者是挫败感，他们觉得没有完成的那些感受呢，而忽略了那些好的机会，可以让他们进步的机会，或者是一些成功的契机。
Many times the impatience makes them very pessimistic. They look on the dark side of everything.
对于一个没有耐心的人，他呢，很容易就看那种消极的、负面的那一面。
They are the kind of people that when they see a glass, they will say that it's half empty, where someone else that's more positive would say it's half full.
对于一个没有耐心的人，看到半杯的水的时候呢，他们会说呢，有一半是空的。可是对于一个有耐性、积极的人来讲呢，他们会讲说有一半是满的。
You know, an impatient person is in such a hurry with life that they neglect to count the blessings and see how far they have already come.
一个没有耐性的人呢，他们会错失很多机会或忽略去数算去看他们所得到的好处或他们的成功。
And often they get burned out in their pursuit of their goals.
那因为他们立了一个目标呢，很容易就会耗尽自己。
You know, they actually lose their ability to reward or to enforce any level of success or attainment in their lives.Or even in other people's lives.
没有这种耐心的人呢，他们就会失去享受这种过程当中的这些成功或者是成绩或者是应该有的奖赏，甚至呢也影响到别人。
They're so impatient. They want to get ahead. They keep pushing that they fail to reward themselves and others.
因为呢太急着要达到目标，所以就忘记了。来对自己或对别人呢有一些赏赐，有一些鼓励。
Impatience makes you lose the ability to take a large goal that you want to do and then break it down into small pieces that you can manage to get where you want. An impatient person wants to get there right away.
一个没有耐心的人呢，就不懂得怎么样让自己设立一些进程的目标，好达到那个最高的目标，一下子就想要登上他最远的目标。
Sometimes impatience, you become overwhelmed by the large task that's ahead of you, and you lose the hope and motivation to keep on trying.
那这样的话呢，一个没有耐心的人很容易就会被一个大的任务呢压制到自己，让自己觉得好像没有办法，所以因为自己急不上，所以呢就会放弃了。
Sometimes that's the way a student can be.
有时候学生会有这种现象。
They're very bright. They have the ability to learn and to achieve.
很聪明，事实上是有能力可以成功的。
But they don't have the focus or the concentration.
但是他们却不专心。
And they're very impatient.
没有耐性。
They want to get their work done.
他们要完成。
Until after a while, it doesn't matter how they get the work done.
以至于呢，就是为了要赶快把它完成呢，就不管他们做的怎么样都没有关系。
Where a more patient student will just plod along and eventually reach their goal.
而一个有耐性的人呢，他们会一步一步的按部就班的，以至于他们可以达到他们的目标。
Now I want to talk to you about the fact that we're talking about personal growth.
那我们事实上我们是在谈的是一个人里面的这种成长。
And we've talked about several things where we can grow into emotionally and spiritually. We can grow in ourselves.
我们在谈的是各方面，我们这里面的实在的我呢，可以在不管是情绪上或属灵上面都可以成长。
But now, if you are an impatient person,
但是如果现在你发现你是一个没有耐性的人
and you're going to try to grow in some of the areas that right now you're very immature, very weak with,
但是你刚好呢就想要 啊，好好的在某一方面进步，可是你却是一个里面软弱，然后里面很孩子气的人。
You're going to have some difficult times.
那这样你会很难的。
Because it's going to be very difficult for you to go through the very slow processes that you must at times.
因为呢，你会没有那种耐性来经过一种慢慢的成长的这样的一个过程。
You know, suppose now that you are working with a friend or a counselor and you're an impatient person, and how can this person sort of bring you back and help you to see where your problem lies with your patience?
比如说呢，你找一个人，一个朋友，或者是一个想要指导你、帮助你的人来帮助你，但是你因为没有耐性呢，你就没有办法让他们慢慢的来引导你回到你该成长的地方。
They're going to try to...Tell you, listen, wait a minute, you have made some progress.
比如说呢，他们会告诉你说，你看看，你已经有一点进步了。
But you might say, well, it's not enough. I want to make more.
但是你总是想说呢，这个不够，这个才不算什么，我还要再多一点。
But you have to refocus. You're going to have to focus on the positive gains you've made.
但是你一定要把自己重新调整回来到一个积极性的一个焦点上面。
And you're going to have to learn how to make your goals more realistic.
而且对你所立下的理想还有目标呢，要实际一点。
You're going to often have to be reminded that you are a human and that you're subject to setbacks and errors and faults and failures.
提醒你自己。自己是一个有人性的平凡的人，所以呢，未免会面对一些失败或者是错误，那是一定会有的。
How does our impatience affect other people?
一个没有耐性的人，怎么样去影响到别人呢？
And I think that there's an area that we should talk about a bit, and that is with our children.
特别是在对于我们的孩子方面。
Because you can become very impatient with them.
因为对孩子会变得很没有耐性。
You see, they're trying to grow physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and maybe it's not quick enough for you.
因为孩子们呢，正在各方面，比如说他们的理性、情绪，或者是身体，或者是灵性方面，都在成长。那这个成长有时候是很缓慢的。
Now, maybe your son is not going as fast as you would like him to, but he tells you, look, I have made progress, but this isn't good enough for you.
或许你的儿子的进步呢，没有你想象的那么多，那他也提醒你说，我已经进步的，可是却不是你理想中的这么好。
And so you then become very upset and get angry with them, and become very hard on them because they just can't go fast as you want them.
那只因为你的孩子没有办法按照你的期待完成你的理想呢，你就觉得很生气，你会觉得很啊受不了。这样的话对孩子是有很大的影响的。
And actually, you can get them discouraged and very pessimistic or negative about their progress. And in the face of that, they reject it and won't do anything.
这样也会带给孩子有一种沮丧或者是自暴自弃，以至于到后来呢，他们就拒绝做任何的事情了。
This is what happens many times with teenagers.
特别是在青少年的时期会有这种现象。
So your impatience really does, it has an effect on those around you.
所以我们如果没有耐性的话，事实上是会影响到四周围的人的。
Because when you are an impatient person, these feelings of irritation get hold of you at others.
当你是没有耐心的人的时候呢，那你有一种好像无力感，那这样的话你自己这样感觉也让别人有这种感觉。
You get agitated. That means you get stirred up at others when they don't meet your expectations.
当你没有达到期待的时候呢，里面就会好像燃烧起来一样，就好像被挑起来一样，一样的也会挑起别人。
And sometimes people learn you and they just plain ignore what you have to say.
那有时候呢，别人因为久而久之呢，知道你有这种现象的时候呢，对你说什么都不在意了。
You get very frustrated.
然后你就特别的会挫败感。
And you become very resentful.
接下去你就会恼恨了。
Impatience brings anxiety to your life.
没有耐性会带给自己焦虑。
Like I said before, you get burned out because you can't meet anything realistically.
那因为呢，你没有办法合乎这种实际上的理想呢，所以呢，你就后来就自己好像耗尽了一样。
Many times you're tense over a situation and overstress with it.
有时候情况来的时候你就压力很大、啊、事实上的过于情况应该有的压力。
And because of your quickness, many times you misjudge.
因为太急了所以你有时候呢就论断错了。
Have you ever misjudged your child?
有没有常常会论断错你的孩子呢?
Maybe you misunderstand what they have done.
误解他们所做的。
Because you've been so impatient and didn't want to listen.
是因为呢你很没有耐性你不想听。
Sometimes you become a very ill-tempered person.
有时候你变成一个很不能控制自己脾气的人。
And you feel like the responsibility is always on you. No one else is getting it done.
是因为自己的责任感太重，然后觉得好像别人都没有去做他们该做的。
Now, some of those of us who lack patience feel like they should be able to do better. They should be able to do it faster than they are.
那些没有耐心的人很容易就想说自己可以做得更快，而且更好。
Many times you feel...that they should understand you the first time you tell a person something, so you don't need to repeat yourself.
没有耐心的人呢，常常会觉得讲一次别人都应该听得懂，所以你不想再重复。
And when you're impatient, you just feel like, okay, I've told you once, that's it.
当你没有耐心的时候呢，你讲了一次，交代了一次，你就说那就够了。
Sometimes an impatient person feels I have so much to accomplish and I'll never be able to do it all.
对一个没有耐心的人呢，觉得好像很多事都需要去做好，但是呢，一点都做不好。
Where a patient person will look at it calmly, recognize their limitations, set down their small goals and reach them step by step.
一个有耐心的人呢，他们会很冷静的来看一看该怎么样设立一些小目标，然后一步一步的来完成。
An impatient person don't want to go step by step. They want to go by leaps and bounds.
一个没有耐心的人呢，是不想一步一步来的，他们想要一步登天就跳上去了，完成他们的目标。
Now, we're going to look at some of the things that can help to increase our level of patience.
现在我们来看一看有没有哪些方面可以来帮助我们在于这种耐心方面可以成长的。
You need to develop a philosophy of life.
首先你要对你的人生立下一种哲学观念。
Take life one day at a time.
让你的人生是一天一天的过的。
Consider each day a gift of life that will allow you to get one step closer to the ability to work on your patience and succeed.
把每一天当作是一个礼物，然后呢，这样子一天一天的累积，你就可以数算到，看到你自己的这种进步，而且呢，已经又更靠近成功一天了。
Don't dwell on your past mistakes and failures.
绝对不要让自己就这样子住在过去的失败或者是你的错误里面。
Don't worry about what you will become or how you will act in the future.
也不要对未来、有所忧虑。
Live each day as a fresh start.
把每一天都当作是一个很新鲜的一天来过。
We have to accept our humanity.
我们要接受人生。
Yes, we would like to be able to snap our fingers and have something changed.
本性来讲呢，当我们很希望能够赶快就达到目的。
But it's going to need time and effort and energy to change.
但是是需要有时间，有努力，有这样才能够达到改变的目的。
You're going to experience some resistance. You know, our habits are hard to get rid of.And our reactions and our beliefs are going to have to be turned in another direction.
很多我们里面的一些习惯或者我们的想法都要把它转到另外一个方向去。
Learn to set your goals, but to break them up into small pieces so that we might call short-term goals and just calmly try to reach those.
当你设下目标的时候呢，那你就要好好的设立一些短程的、近程的目标，这样的话就可以一步一步的靠近你的远程的目标。
You see, as an impatient person, you're going to have to begin to plan, systematically plan, how to recover and how to overcome this.
一个没有耐心的人特别要计划好让自己可以克服这种问题。
It's become such a part of you.
那这样的话你就是要知道说这个就是你。
The negative feelings.
比如说负面的感受。
The anger and explosions.
生气或者是暴怒。
So all of these have become so much a part of you that it's going to take time.
这些都是在你的人生里面习惯了。那这样的话你就要用时间慢慢的让它可以慢慢的改过来。
You're going to have to accept yourself, you're going to have to understand yourself, and you're going to have to forgive yourself when you fail.
当你面对这种情况的时候，你要接受你自己，而且呢，要学习怎么样来接纳，而且要原谅自己。特别是你在失败的时候，你想要有耐性失败的时候，你更要去接纳你自己。
You're going to have to become your best friend.
成为自己的好朋友。
You're going to have to love yourself.
爱你自己。
You know, Jesus Christ said this.
耶稣基督这样说。
Jesus, the Son of God, once said, when asked what is the greatest commandment, and he said the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, your soul, your spirit, with everything in you. But the second greatest commandment is love your neighbor as you love yourself.
当有人问耶稣基督什么是最大的诫命的时候，耶稣这样回答，他说呢，首先呢是要尽心、尽力、尽意、尽全部你自己的爱神，然后其次呢，要爱人像爱你自己一样。
And as he knows us so well, he recognizes we're not going to get ahead unless you learn to love yourself in the sense that if you make mistakes and failures, you still have your abilities.
神实在太了解我们了，所以他才说呢，要爱别人像爱我们自己，不管我们面对多少失败，或者是我们不满意，我们还是要爱我们自己。
You're not alone.There are many, many people struggling and trying very hard to get over some of the things that they really recognize that they should get over in their life.
你不是只有你这样子是这样面对没有耐性的这种影响结果的，有很多人跟你一样也是一直希望能够克服，他们在挣扎着。
Let go of your worries and your concerns and your anxieties and the doubts about yourself of being able to overcome this.You can, with the help of someone greater than yourself.
如果你在这种焦虑或者是这种挫败、沮丧这样的一个里面在挣扎的话，你需要让一个比你更有能力的主宰来帮助你。
Include God as your guide.
让神成为你的导引。
He can guide us through life if we'll allow him to.
如果你容许他的话，他一定可以导引你。
The word of God said, when we know that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
圣经上这样说，如果你相信他就是神，知道他的存在，他会赏赐给那些诚心要寻求他的人。
We can push him aside.But he is, and he's there, and he's willing, if we'll believe in him, to help us.
有时候他被我们割开了，被我们忽略了，事实上他就在那里，他真的是神，而且他愿意也能够帮助我们。
You can let go of your fears and your worries, and just live day by day, letting God guide your footsteps.
你的生活可以成为一个没有害怕、没有焦虑的这样的生活，一天一天的过，而且让神来引导你。
He has been a wonderful guide in my life.
在我的生命里面，神一直是我最棒、最奇妙的引导者。
I would recommend him for those of you who live under impatience and bring sorrow to yourself and others.
对于如果你是那一位没有耐性，然后你受这种没有耐性的折磨，这种受苦的人的话，那我要把神推荐给你，神可以帮助你。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担， 请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。